And that's a commercial break.
Nice. Ooh, hear that? My neck cracked. So satisfying.
Speaking of satisfying, I just used a Clorox toilet wand.
Ooh, with the cleaner already in it?
Yes. All in one. The brush just clicks on.
Click.
Then you swish, swish, swish.
Ch-ch. Ah.
And pops right off into the trash.
Just click.
Swish.
Bop.
Clorox. Clean feels good.
Clean feels good.
Oh, we're back.
Use as directed.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
So I'm lilting for the big busk for Focus Ireland. We're going to do the big lilt or lilted Friday this Friday afternoon.
Today FM's big busk for Focus Ireland. Focus Ireland.
So this enterprise is continuing all the way up until Friday. And I said, the announcement was that I was going to lilt.
Mm.
It was a commitment I made last summer.
Yeah, you made your bed.
I've made my bed and now I'm willing to lie in it with this 71 years young gentleman who's going to teach me how to lilt. Would you please give a warm Today FM big busk welcome to Padraig Howley.
Hey, Padraig, gentlemen. You're well.
Hello, sir.
Thank you very much.
Listen, thanks so much for joining us. You're, tell us about your lilting background. You've lilted on the biggest stages in front of the biggest audiences.
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah.
I have lilted in front of 20,000 and 30,000 people.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, the first time I lilted, when I saw the young crowd, I said, they won't understand what I'm doing. And they'll boo me, you know what I mean? It was the very opposite. They actually loved every minute of it.
What is there? I'm guessing that you've been lilting for a long time. Now, we were talking to a child last week. Wasn't it Owen?
Owen, yeah.
And he was the kid who was at the FLA, and he was from Fermanagh, and he said he only started a couple of years ago. Now, he's 8 or 9, so it stands to reason that he will be but only a couple of years. But you're at it a lot longer than that.
Well, for instance, like if you go back far enough, when I was a young child, we had set dancing.
Yeah.
In our house, mm-hmm. It was synonymous with set dancing because we had a lovely old flag floor. And every night when I was going to bed, my father would be lilting for the people dancing.
Right.
Because he couldn't afford a musical instrument. So they needed music, so he had to do it with his mouth.
This is when he was a kid, is it?
No, when I was a kid.
Right.
My father, you know what I mean, he was in his 40s that time. But every night we'd have maybe 12 or 14 or 15 or 16 people in our little house all learning how to dance.
Yeah.
And they'd come every night and some people would bring jam, some people have the griddle bread, and they'd take a break and they'd have their food. It was like, you know what I mean? It was like, a little party every night for people.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't afford, there was no such thing as going to discos or nightclubs or anything like that. They weren't there when I was a child.
Yeah. So the form of socialising was to go around to each other. Well, would it be specifically your house or would you visit others as well?
That was in our parish, it was specifically our house.
You were the crack house.
Yeah, it was the music house.
Yeah, yeah.
Music house.
So he would provide the lilting. At what age, so you were picking it up from him?
You go to bed, listen to it.
Yeah.
You go to bed, listen to it, and then it kind of, you know, I grew up, I left home, and then you forget all about it. And then some years ago, someone asked me to know, would you lilt? And that's how it started all over again.
Really? So it was gone for a long time?
It was gone for a long time.
Really?
Gone for a long time. And I never lilted for a long time.
And when the time came to do it again, was it like, get up there, Paul, we can do it?
It just happened.
Right, it just flew.
In actual fact, how it happened was my daughter, Tara, convinced me to do a CD. And I kept saying, I will. But I hadn't a notion of doing it.
But I'm guessing you were doing it around the house, though. Or, like, she'd hardly be going, Jesus, you know, Daddy should do this. But you were doing it all the time.
Obviously, like, but I didn't take any notice of that. That's just like someone whistling. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So eventually, anyhow, she brought me off to do the CD and we started doing it. And I came into a situation like where I'm in now with mics and that. First day, no problem. Second day, I couldn't do it. I couldn't sing. I couldn't. So I said, forget about it.
What happened? Yeah, like
my nerves went, I presume. I don't know. I couldn't even think of the words of the song.
Right.
So what happened then was, it was coming up to Christmas. And what they did was, behind my back, they actually brought all the equipment to the house where I was born, which is across the road where I live now. And they set it all up on St. Stephen's Day. So we recorded it and we spent the whole day recording there my new CD.
Isn't that lovely?
Wow.
I'm guessing it worked, though. Well, you didn't freeze then.
What happened was, like, I mean, halfway through, then, like, I mean, my sister said to me, will you do a bit of lilting? And then I said, do you know what? I will. So I started lilting. Yeah. And then that's where it took off again from there. So that's how it started again.
August Genet.
Yeah.
So, well, you've had huge success with it. I mean, even online, you're on the Instagram, sing_andstep_podrig.
Yes.
And it's flying. Did you ever, you know, when you were talking about standing in front of crowds of thousands and thousands of people and the younger generation connecting with it, did you ever expect that younger people would be, I suppose we all have a bit of it. And we would have, there was a lady who lived near me when I was a kid growing up, she lived near my grandparents. Her name was Madge, and everywhere she went, she was always lilting, like, yeah, just all the time, like with footsteps. She'd be doing it, you know. She'd be constantly lilting, and we all have a little bit of that in us, I think.
Yeah, see, you wouldn't even know you're doing it. It just happens.
Yeah, that's if you have the talent.
Yeah, it just happens. You don't have to have that talent. You just do it.
Really? I mean,
you just do it.
This is what I'm worried about.
We're about to find out.
Because I definitely don't have the talent, and I don't know if I can. If I can do it, I'm really not sure. So you're going to give us lessons every day, Padraig, on elements of lilting, how to lilt, and I will be like you. I'll be a lilt champion by Friday. Is that right?
Or else you're gone. And
really?
You'll never lilt again, one of the two.
And that's it. Sorry. I thought you were going to execute me. I thought, do you know what? There's plenty of people that will donate for that,
there's
actually.
There's a queue for that, yeah.
I think you'll be able to lilt because you have a good voice.
I have a
good radio voice, so I think you should have no problem doing a bit of lilting.
You're very kind. So where do we begin then? Let's do lesson one today. And what's the first step I need in my lilting journey? What's the first bit of ammunition you can give me?
Okay, the first bit of ammunition you need is when you start to make music with your mouth, it's like listening to music on the radio or television or whatever. And did you ever know people like me, when they're doing something, they tap their foot to stay in time?
The beat, yeah.
So to get the beat. That's the first thing you have to do.
Okay.
It's no use trying to lilt and you just have to have the beat. So you have to say to yourself, like, I mean, well, I'll start you off now with a very simple tune.
Oh, God, we're going straight in?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Rip the plaster off.
Okay, right.
It's a very simple tune, and I'll start it off, like, you know, and it's a reel, and I'll do it very slowly for you.
Okay.
To start off. I can do it very fast for you after a while, but, like, I mean, I just give you the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
It's dum diddle doodle diddle 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 doodle dum diddle doodle doodle diddle 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 dum. That's the first part.
I don't know if you wanted me to join in or attempt to join in or not. Now, my question for you there is, right, are there certain elements that are absolutely required to this, like, forgive me, right? Complete novice, brand new to it. I'm accustomed to listening to it and to hearing it. Is it written? Is it written, or is it improvised and ad-libbed?
No, it's not written. I could lilt a tune for you now.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes' time, I could lilt the same tune.
And it's
different.
Right,
so
okay.
You can change the diddles for diddles or the doodles for doodles. You could. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Right. But it seemed in that element, we're getting into the weeds, but it seemed in that piece that you just did, right, that you had set bits that you absolutely needed to hit, like the do it again for us there. Sorry, and then the dums, right, that you were doing, the dum
dum diddle doodle diddle 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 doodle diddle dum diddle doodle diddle 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 doodle diddle dum diddle doodle diddle diddle doodle dum diddle doodle diddle 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 dum.
Right, and then it's back
and
around
now
then again.
That's the first part of the reel, then you go into the second part of it. But that's just do the first part first, and that's what it is.
Right, okay.
But it's just timing again. You have to have the proper beat.
Okay. Am I doing it now?
You're going to do it with me first.
Yeah, I'll do it with you. Go on.
Okay.
Dum diddle doodle diddle dumdle diddle dum diddle dum diddle 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 dum diddle doodle diddle 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 doodle dum diddle diddle doodle doodle dum dum dum.
Yeah! There was a few extra dumbs there at the end, just so you got up to the right point.
This is the broadcast where there's too many dumbs. We're full of dumbs. It's mostly dumb. Padraig, thank you so much for...
That's excellent. That was excellent.
Oh, well, Everybody stop.
A good start. A good start.
Okay, all right. Well, I made a firm fist of it. I tell you what, I'm going to practice between now and tomorrow and we'll get lesson two off you tomorrow, right? Perfect. Does that work? Padraig is on Instagram, Sing and Step Padraig. You can find him or you can do a search for Tara, his daughter, there as well. And we'll have more on The Big Busk from Padraig tomorrow.
Ray Foley on Today FM.